Y una vez más, qué oportunidad, qué privilegio y honor de estar aquí con ustedes y qué privilegio es de tener y sentir este ungimiento del Señor ahorita. What a privilege and an honor that it is for me to be able to be with you on this call, everyone. And what a privilege and what an honor it is to have the Lord's anointing, His blessing that we feel even now. I can't go, I mean, I can go on and on about this. Cada vez que empezamos esta llamada, yo siento el ungimiento de Dios. Every time that we begin this call, I'm feeling the anointing of God, and I know what it is. The Lord has been kind, He's been merciful, He's been, but He is blessing us and helping us in everything that we are doing. El Señor nos está ayudando en todo lo que estamos haciendo. No espero ponerme muy emocionante esta noche, gritar y predicar. No, quiero dar un mensaje claro esta noche. I don't know that we're going to be doing a lot of screaming and yelling and preaching tonight, everybody. But more importantly, I want to make sure that I'm able to convey a clear thought in the things that we want to share tonight, because we see what's happening. Podemos ver las cosas que están pasando, hermanos, en nuestra iglesia, and it's an exciting thing. It's an exciting thing to know that we're a part of something great that is taking place and the Lord is doing it. Estamos tan emocionados de saber que estamos en un lugar ahorita, en nuestra iglesia, en cual el Señor está moviendo precisamente de una forma muy poderosamente, y nosotros somos parte de esta gran cosa. We are a part of what is taking place. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and read a scripture. Y con eso dicho, vamos a empezar a leer una escritura. Y esta escritura es bastante larga, pero dice muchas cosas importantes que describe de donde estamos nosotros ahorita presentemente. I'm going to read a scripture. It's kind of a lengthy verse, just one verse. It's kind of lengthy. But this verse pretty much describes where we're at right now in the church and us, that we're part of what's taking place. And it's kind of self-explanatory. Let me read it. It's found in the book of Esther, chapter 4 and verse 14. Esta escritura se encuentra en el libro de Esther, capítulo 4 y versículo 14. Excuse me while I took that little drink of water. Disculpen, tomé una traguito de agua. Pero hay que leer Esther, capítulo 4, versículo 14. It reads as follows. Porque si callas absolutamente en este tiempo, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, or in other words, if you decide to be quiet and close your mouth at this time, si usted decide cerrar su boca en este tiempo, respiro y liberación vendrá de alguna otra parte para los judíos. Then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. Of course, we're talking about the situation of Esther and her uncle Mordecai. Estamos hablando de la situación de Esther en la palabra de Dios y su tío cuando los judíos estaban bajo persecución. The Jews were about to enter into a time of persecution. And this is Mordecai speaking to Esther. Este es el tío Mordecai hablando a Esther. Y empezó por decirle, porque si callas absolutamente en este tiempo, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, if you decide to quiet your mouth, Esther, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. In other words, the Lord will find a way of deliverance for the Jews, but not by you. En otras palabras, si tú decides cerrar tu boca ahorita, Esther, el Señor va a encontrar manera de liberar a los judíos, pero no por medio de ti. Y sigue diciendo de esta forma, mas tú y la casa de tu padre pereceréis. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. Wow. Miren lo que está diciendo aquí. This is a powerful thing that he's saying. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Y quién sabe si para esta hora has llegado al reino. Y quién sabe si para esta hora has llegado al reino. And of course, the end of that verse is a very popular phrase that we all recognize. Y la última parte de ese versículo es una frase que podemos reconocer todos. When it says, whether thou art come to the kingdom for a time such as this. Y quién sabe si para esta hora has llegado al reino. And of course, that is the thought that I thought of just before the devotion this evening. I thought, you know, with everything that's taking place in our church and those of us that are working together in evangelism, working together in this revival that the Lord is bringing forth in our church. And that's everybody, not just a small group, but that's everybody. Like Pastor Clark has said, it's for whosoever will. We have been gathered into the kingdom for a time such as this. Y yo pensé, todos que el Señor está usando ahorita en este avivamiento, en el evangelismo que estamos viendo ahorita en esta iglesia, el Señor nos ha juntado por un tiempo. El Señor nos ha juntado al reino por un tiempo tal como que estamos viendo ahorita. And it's becoming clearly evident that the Lord has gathered us together into the kingdom for a time such as this. Y es claro lo que el Señor está haciendo. El Señor nos está juntando. El Señor nos está preparando, trabajando juntamente, orando juntamente por un tiempo tal como nos encontramos presentemente. And the Lord is gathering us together in prayer and in fasting and in evangelism for a time such as this. One thing I forgot to say at the very beginning, una cosa que se los olvidé decirles, hermanos. Mientras que estamos hablando en esta devoción, si alguien tiene un testimonio, si alguien tiene un pensamiento, por favor, manden un texto, porque recientemente es lo que estamos haciendo. Yo quiero que todos sean parte de lo que estamos haciendo. I want to remind everybody that as we're going through this devotion, if anyone has a testimony, if anyone has a thought they want to share, please feel free to text it in, because we want to read it out loud. We want everyone to feel that they are a part of what is taking place. Okay, so this is what I want to say in a follow-up to that thought about being called together for a time such as this. Es lo que yo quiero decir ahorita, después de leer ese versículo que dice que el Señor nos ha juntado al reino por un tiempo, tal como este tiempo. We've been talking about this here recently in the last few weeks. In the últimas semanas estamos hablando de las cosas grandes que el Señor está haciendo en nuestra iglesia. Estamos hablando de visitantes que el Señor nos ha mandado. We know, we've been talking recently, in the last couple of weeks, about the visitors that the Lord has been sending us. And some of those visitors have become new converts. Y algunos de esos visitantes ya se están convirtiendo a nuevos conversos. ¿De quién estamos hablando? We're talking about a Gustavo. Estamos hablando de un Gustavo, y el Señor está haciendo cosas tan grandes en la vida de Gustavo presentemente. And the Lord is doing such great things in the life of Gustavo. También estamos hablando de Edwin. We're also talking about Edwin, who was also baptized. Gustavo was baptized in the name of Jesus in the last couple of weeks. Edwin was just baptized last Sunday. Gustavo fue bautizado en el nombre de Jesús en las últimas dos semanas, y Edwin fue bautizado en el nombre de Jesús este último domingo pasado. Pero también estamos viendo Felipe y Andrea que están entrando a nuestra iglesia, y ellos también están absorbiendo todas estas cosas que están pasando en nuestra iglesia. We also have Felipe and Andrea, who are new visitors, who have been coming to our church in the last couple of weeks. And we see how they are absorbing the fire of evangelism and the anointing that has been flowing through our church. You could see it in their eyes, in their expressions. Podemos ver en las expresiones de sus caras, de sus rostros, y las cosas que ellos han dicho. Podemos sentir el amor de Dios. We can feel the love of God through the people of God. Podemos sentir el amor de Dios por medio de la gente que nos están hablando, la gente que nos están llegando y recibiéndonos con brazos abiertos. We can feel the love of God with the people that are welcoming us with open arms. Pero también quiero hablar de otros visitantes. I want to talk about some more visitors here this last Sunday. Rocío came with Miguel and Jessica. Rocío vino con Miguel y Jessica. Y Rocío vino a uno de nuestros evangelismos que tenemos en la calle en los sábados a las 11 de la mañana. Rocío actually met us on one of our street evangelisms, our street service, on a Saturday morning that we have at 11 a.m., she actually came to us about two or three weeks ago. Ella vino a uno de nuestros servicios de la calle allí hace dos o tres semanas. And she actually came to our church, tried to come to our church about a week ago, but she went to the wrong church. Actualmente ella vino a nuestra iglesia, o trató de venir a nuestro servicio hace una semana, pero fue a otra iglesia por accidente. But she was able to contact Miguel and Jessica, and that's a good practice. We're starting to get phone numbers. Let's be mindful to get phone numbers of our visitors. Hay que tener mente de tomar los números de nuestros visitantes. She was able to call Miguel and Jessica and said, hey, I tried going to your church, but I went to the wrong church. Can you please pick me up this Sunday? And Miguel and Jessica picked her up this Sunday, and she was able to come this last Sunday. Rocío le llamó a Miguel y Jessica, y les pidió, por favor, recógenme porque yo fui a otra iglesia por accidente. Miguel y Jessica la recogieron y la trajeron a este servicio, a nuestro servicio de este domingo pasado. And you may have seen her. She came down to the altar with Jessica and she asked for prayer. We prayed with her because she has something wrong with her back. And we prayed with her, but she ended up staying there more than 10, 12, maybe 15 minutes, soaking in the presence of God, soaking in the anointing of God. Rocío llegó al frente este domingo pasado y pidió que le oráramos por ella porque tenía algo mal con su espalda. Y oramos por ella. Y ella sintió el poder de Dios, ella sintió el ungimiento de Dios y oró ahí por más de 10, casi 15 minutos absorbiendo el ungimiento de Dios. And this is such an important thing that we're learning, everybody. Our visitors, we want to be careful, but if we feel led to bring them to the altar, or especially if they ask to come to the altar, let's join them at the altar because what they're receiving is the anointing of God at the altar. Porque lo que recibió Rocío fue el ungimiento de Dios. Ya estaba llorando. Yo vi las lágrimas que estaban cayendo de su rostro. I was there praying with her, and I could see the tears that were coming down her face. And there were several other ladies who came and prayed with her. Otras mujeres vinieron al frente y oraron con ellas. Hallelujah, Rabashatai. Boy, I feel the anointing just talking about it. Me estoy recordando el ungimiento que sentimos allí en el altar. También fue otra mujer. There was another woman by the name of Raquel. Hubo otra mujer de edad grande que se llama Raquel. Y Raquel, oh, gracias, someone just corrected me. Thank you, Sister Alina, just corrected. It's Rosina, not Rocío. I apologize. Es Rosina, no Rocío. Gracias, hermana Alina, por corregirme con ese texto. And thank you for that. Let me get back to my notes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So, Rocino was there at Rocina. Boy, I am just a mess tonight. Let me look at my notes. Rocina, I got to remember that. It's a very unique name. Un nombre muy diferente. Un nombre muy bonito. Si Rocina está en el teléfono ahorita, she might even be on the line right now, and I'm embarrassed. Okay, thank you for that correction. And another reason why we need to make notes about these names, I'm preaching to myself right now. Necesitamos escribir estos nombres y estar cuidadosos para pronunciar estos nombres de nuestros visitantes propiamente. Oh, how important it is to write our visitors' names down and make sure that we are pronouncing their names properly. We don't want to offend our visitors. I'm talking to me right now. Estoy hablando de mí mismo ahorita. Pero, okay, Rosina, y también Raquel. Raquel fue la mamá de una mujer que hermana Grace trajo. Sister Grace brought a friend of hers, and you may have seen her. She got a touch in the Holy Ghost during the worship service on Sunday morning. But it was that woman's mother, Raquel, who was an older woman, and you got to listen to this testimony. Escuchen este testimonio. Maybe I talked about it on a Monday night. Posiblemente hablé de ello lunes en la noche. Pero mire de qué se trató. Raquel no vio su hija por 20 años. Raquel hadn't seen her daughter for 20 years. Her daughter has been in church for many years. She has the Holy Ghost. La hija tiene, está en la iglesia por muchos años y él tiene el Espíritu Santo. Pero Raquel no vio su hija por 20 años porque yo creo que ella viene de México. I believe her mother Raquel came from Mexico, and she hadn't seen her daughter in approximately 20 years. Well, this last Sunday was the first time that she had seen her daughter in 20 years. Es la primera vez que ella vio su hija en 20 años, y también es la primera vez que ella entró a una iglesia apostólica con su hija. And not only was it the first time that she had seen her daughter in 20 years, but it was the first time she'd ever stepped foot into an apostolic church. Think about the gravity. Think about the about what I'm saying here. This woman, and I don't know how old she was, maybe she was in her 70s or 80s, I don't know. But it was the first time that she had seen her daughter in 20 years, and it's the first time she stepped foot in an apostolic church. Es la primera vez que ella vio su hija en 20 años y es la primera vez que ella entró a una iglesia apostólica. And she was there at the altar seeking the Lord and feeling the power and the presence of God as well. Y también es la primera vez que ella ha entrado a un altar apostólico y ahí estaba con manos en alto sintiendo el poder y la presencia de Dios. Think about what I'm saying here. First time in an apostolic church. First time in all of her life in an apostolic church, from what I understand. And there she was at the altar with her hands lifted up, feeling the anointing, feeling the power and the presence of God, and seeking God in an apostolic altar for the first time in her life. Boy, I want everyone to get a hold of this visual and understand what's taking place here. Esta mujer, la primera vez que vio su hija en 20 años y ahora está en un altar buscando la presencia de Dios, sintiendo la presencia de Dios, hermanos, con sus manos en alto. What a miracle. That's like 3 miracles in one. Es como 3 milagros en uno. Y después, en la confraternidad, en el convivio que tenemos, in the fellowship that we had Sunday night after church, I was talking to these ladies, and that woman and her daughter were telling me about this, and I thought, my goodness, what an experience for the mother, for Raquel, and for her daughter. Qué experiencia poderosa. Brother Marty just texted in, wow, so you're getting it, Brother Marty, you're getting it. Hermano Marty acaba de mandar un texto, wow. And I want everyone to really get a hold of this. And you might think, well, what a wonderful thing, a powerful thing for her daughter. Boy, and I'm so embarrassed. I don't know the name. If someone knows the name of that woman, Sister Grace's friend, text it into me. Si alguien conoce el nombre de la amiga de Grace, que es la hija de Raquel, por favor, mándenme un texto. Maybe someone just did right now. I don't know. Okay. So, but I just want you all to get the full impact of what took place. Quiero que todos reciban el impacto poderoso de lo que sucedió. Okay, all right. Someone just texted me the name. All right, let me get this name. All right. Her name is Sister Lena. Once again, thank you, Sister Lena's on top of it. Adriana, Adriana es el nombre de la amiga de Grace y la mamá de Adriana es Raquel. So, Sister Grace's friend is Adriana, and Adriana's mother is Raquel. And these are such important details, everybody. Estos son detalles tan importantes. Quiero que todos entiendan lo que está pasando. Una cosa poderosa, Raquel por 20 años que no vio a su hija y por la primera vez entró a esta iglesia, nuestra iglesia. So once again, Raquel, for 20 years she had not seen her daughter Adriana, and it was the first time stepping foot into an apostolic church. And there she was, raising her hands, seeking the Lord. Wow, this is, I feel the anointing just saying it. Y en esa noche de domingo, domingo en la noche, ahí estaba Raquel con manos en alto, buscando al Señor, buscando salvación del Señor. And I believe the Lord is going to give it to her. Yo tengo fe que el Señor le va a dar de su salvación. Let's everybody be praying for Raquel and Adriana that the Lord will give Raquel salvation. Praise God. Vamos a orar todos juntos que el Señor le dé salvación a Raquel. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios. Well, I'm a little winded here. I'm not going to lie to you for different reasons. Estoy tratando de capturar mi suspiro de aire ahorita, un momentito. Por todo lo que estamos hablando. Aleluya. Y otros visitantes que tuvimos. And there's other visitors that we had. You may have noticed Fabian and Josh. Fabian and Josh, I think this is their fourth Sunday that they've come faithfully. Many of you probably don't even know what I'm talking about. Posiblemente muchos de ustedes no conocen lo que estoy hablando. Fabian y Josh, Joshua. ¿Por qué? Porque estos hombres, padre y hijo, father and son, they've been coming to our Sunday morning service, han venido a nuestro servicio de domingo en la mañana por 4 domingos, for 4 Sundays in a row, and they sit quietly in the back, and when church is out, they quietly leave. Vienen queditamente a nuestro servicio de domingo en la mañana y cuando el servicio termina, hermanos, se salen muy queditamente. That's probably why many of you don't recognize them. But I'm telling you this for a reason. I want you to be cognizant and aware and conscious of this. Quiero que todos estén conscientes de esto, de todos nuestros visitantes. Cuando vienen, hermanos, por favor, volteense y estén mirando. When they come in on Sunday mornings, please turn around and kind of look, scan the audience, everybody. Make sure if there's a face there, if there's a person there that you don't recognize, make sure and make yourself friendly before they leave. Estén conscientes de ir a darle su nombre, darle la mano y darle la bienvenida a todos nuestros visitantes. Boy, I feel the anointing just talking about these little details because this is so important, everybody. This is what we need to do with our visitors. All right, I'm running out of time, so I got to finish up. Me está escapando el tiempo. And this is what I want to say. We need to be mindful to connect with all of our visitors. Monday, we talked about the net. Lunes, hablamos de la red. We talked about the net. Well, everybody, let's make sure we have our net in effect. Hay que estar seguros de tener nuestra red en efecto, que nuestra red está efectiva, que sea una red efectiva. We need to make sure that our net is an effective net. An effective net. What am I talking about? We need to make sure that each one of us, we are the points in the net. Cada uno de nosotros somos los puntos en esta red. Pero necesitamos estar seguros que nuestra red esté, que sea una red efectiva. We need to make sure that our net is effective. 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 What am I talking about? We can't rely on other people. We have to be making sure that we are effective. That we are an effective point in our net. Necesitamos estar seguros que nosotros, cada uno de nosotros, somos un punto efectivo en nuestra red, hermanos. Porque si nosotros, si estamos pensando que alguien más lo va a hacer, no se va a hacer hecho. If we're relying on someone else to do their job, it's not going to get done. We have to be making sure that we are doing our job and that we are connecting with our visitors, connecting with our new converts. Okay, I'm running out of time, so this is the last point I need to say here. This is very important. Part of the net. This is another purpose or function of the net. Ese es otro punto de la red, and that is this. There are many needs taking place in our church right now, everybody. Hay muchas necesidades que están ocurriendo en nuestra iglesia ahorita, hermanos. We talked about Pat and George Boggs, who have the coronavirus. Pat y George Boggs, que tienen el virus ahorita. Well, Brother Art Dorame also has the virus. I don't know if you all know that. Hermano Art Dorame también tiene el virus ahorita. Y está enfermo, and he's very sick right now. And Sister Lisa is concerned that she's probably going to get it as well. Y hermana Lisa está muy consternada que ella también posiblemente va a estar infectada con el virus. So we need to be praying for Art and Lisa. And also, Sister Naomi, we just found out today, Brother Israel let us know that she just had surgery yesterday, but the ambulance had to pick her up today because she had shortness of breath. Hermana Naomi, la abuelita de hermano Israel, Naomi tuvo cirugía ayer, y ahora la ambulancia la tuvo que recoger porque no pudo respirar, tuvo presión en su pecho. She had pressure in her chest and she was not able to breathe well. They had to pick her up today and take her to the hospital. So this is another, once again, we're talking about the net. There's a net of evangelism, yes, but there's also a net of prayer that needs to be cast out for our people. Hay una red de evangelismo, y hablamos de eso. Tenemos que estar consciente de tocar nuestros nuevos visitantes. Yes, we're a net of evangelism. We got to be out there reaching for souls and touching our visitors and making contact with our new converts. But we also have to cast out our net of prayer for our folks that are needing prayer right now, everybody. Esta red tiene que ser una red de evangelismo, pero también una red de oración, red de oración para la gente que está enferma ahorita. I need to close up this call now, but we're going to end in prayer. Vamos a terminar ahorita, pero vamos a terminar en la oración. And you know what I'm going to do, everybody? These names that I mentioned right now, we're going to go ahead and cast out a net of prayer together. I'm going to ask everybody to lift up your voices in prayer, and we're going to open up the line. We're going to hear each other praying for these needs. Yo voy a abrir la línea ahorita y vamos a oír todas las voces orando juntamente para estos nombres. For Pat and George Boggs, for Brother Art and Lisa, and for Sister Naomi, and anyone else that you have a need in your family or your loved ones. Vamos a estar orando por Pat y George Boggs, por Art y Lisa Dorame, y también por Naomi Aguirre, que está necesitando orando oración. Let's all lift up our voices together right now. Vamos a levantar todas nuestras voces, and I'm going to take off the mute. We're going to hear each other praying. Voy a abrir las líneas ahorita, y vamos a orar todos juntos en el nombre. Hey, everybody, let's pray together. Todos juntos hay que orar por estos nombres. Señor Jesús, estamos orando ahorita por Pat y George Boggs. We're praying for Pat and George Boggs, Lord God, that you would continue to heal them in the name of Jesus. Y también estamos orando ahorita por Art y Lisa Dorame. We're praying for Art and Lisa Dorame, Lord Jesus, that you would touch them, that you would heal them in their time of need. Y también estamos orando ahorita por la abuelita de Israel, por Naomi Aguirre. We're praying for Brother Israel's grandmother, Sister Naomi Aguirre, right now, Lord Jesus, that you touch her, that you'd heal her right now, Lord God. We know that she had shortness of breath. She was not breathing well, and the ambulance had to take her today. But we know and we have faith that you're going to touch her. You're going to give her the strength. You're going to give her the comfort that she needs in her body and in her mind in the name of Jesus. We're also praying for Art and Lisa Dorame right now, Lord Jesus, that you'd give them the strength, that you'd give them the healing that they're needing in their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. And we're praying for Pat and George Boggs right now, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to give them that healing touch that they need in the name of Jesus. En el nombre de Jesús les estamos pidiendo. En el nombre de Jesús, amén. Y amén, y amén, y amén. With that said, everybody, we've run out of time. Con eso dicho, ya terminamos nuestro tiempo. But I want to remind everybody, we're going to be meeting on the corner of 4th and Grove this Saturday at 11 a.m. for another Evangelism Street Service. También quiero recordarles a todos que estamos juntándonos este sábado a las 11 de la mañana a la esquina de 4 y Grove para otro servicio de evangelismo el sábado a las 11 de la mañana. With that said, thank you everybody for joining us on this call. We're dismissed in the name of Jesus. Gracias a todos por juntarnos en esta llamada. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén.